Like most of the Chinese students, I have a strong reaction against argumentative writing. Every time when the teacher assigned an argumentative writing as homework, I would always muffle groan spontaneously, struggling for some time. Finally, I will accept the fact, take a deep breath, and brief myself to finish it. The process of writing argumentation is not a pleasure memory for me. Those kind of writings usually demand a well-organized structure, as well as convincing supporting details. Therefore, it requires me not only to think logically, but also to read as much as I can so that I can have enough examples or dictums to serve as supporting details. That is an endless process, because not all the people are well-informed and born with logical thinking. As a result, in order to get a higher mark, I must devote my time to think more and read more, especially those I am not interested in. However, things were different since I started to keep a diary. I found it meaningful to write down my everyday life. It's not something about pursuing a high mark, but just only doing something I really want to. Keep a diary does not need to have a formal structure nor any supporting detail. Instead, it's only for personal pleasure, so I have more freedom when doing this. Gradually, writing become my closest friend, who acts as multiple roles in different periods of my life, always give me the power to look forward by offering me confidence and company, inspiration and inspection, warmth and wonder. The story between writing and I can be traced back to my junior high school. When writing began to step into my life and act like a listener at that very beginning, that was a brand new world for me. Since teachers in the junior high school told us the writing task would not be demonstrating several pictures anymore, but writing narration by ourselves. Not as scared as most of my classmates, I have unexpected interest in writing narrations, which meant I could tell stories with my pen and papers. Therefore, writing became my first listener who knew those stories in my mind, no matter whether they were true or imaginary. It was my first listener who helped me establish self-confidence when I was joyful during writing stories and satisfied after receiving the acknowledgement from my classmates and teachers. Gradually, I became accustomed to telling my voice to my listener and form a habit of writing diary. As a result, writing as a professional listener got closer to me and provided me something valuable apart from confidence. My diary at that time was about how I quarreled with my parents, how I treated stressful exams, how I appreciate the sunshine, how I made up my mind to study hard. All this stuff were about my happiness and worries during the growing process, and I started to explore myself and the community around me with the company of writing. Because of my closest friend who acted as a special listener in the sensitive period, I acquired two crucial things, confidence and company. With the company of writing, I opened the door to my life in the senior high school where writing acted like a reminder. Again, the requirement from teacher changed. They asked us to write argumentation, which demand unique and convincing viewpoints. This became a challenging job for me, whose composition sometimes lacked powerful opinion and supporting details. Then I started to question and reflect myself by studying my argumentations. Through my writing, I finally found that what I really lacked was the way of thinking, especially the crucial logical, which could not be formed overnight, but be accumulated with plenty of input from various media and continuous questioning, analyzing, and concluding. Since then, writing has been acting as a reminder to me, who keep me inspect my thoughts and gives me inspiration to be better myself. After entering the college, I experienced more writing process as a student majoring in English, but changed to computer science. I realized that writing is more about logic. Once we were asked to write an unforgettable story and then revise the draft for two times, from the perspective of organization, coherence, and grammar, and so on, in order to present a better draft, not only should I polish the contents I choose to tell the audience and sentence patterns I used, but also organize the structure to make it more clear and logical to my audience. Now, though writing is still difficult to me, they are not boring. For me, the difficulty existing in the process of choosing the material, organization, and revision. But writing is a way to express our ideas, helping us to reflect on our own experience and some phenomenon. From this aspect, we can benefit a lot from writing. Writing still is my closest friend and act as a multiple roles in my college life, sometimes as a listener and sometimes as a reminder. But a new role showed up in the recent 2 years, a messenger. Do you believe writing has such kind of magical power to create wonder? I do. Sometimes I will feel victim, lonely, and helpless. Through WeChat, phone calls, and other internet chats available everywhere. Strangely, a postcard written by an old friend from a faraway city in China can fill in the emptiness and make me feel refreshed again. Looking at the handwriting of my friends, I can feel the strength of their writing and the warmth they want to convey. This time, writing is an amazing messenger, creating irreplaceable warmth and wonder. There is a saying goes like this: friendship is like wine, which gets better as it grows older. I'm proud of such case friendship that will absolutely follow my growth. What an exact sentence for the relationship between writing and I. During the life journey, writing by acting different roles has gave me lots of guidance and still will accompany me to experience more in the future.